Okay, welcome to Boomer versus Zoomer. We both have an opening bit, so I'm going to let Mumpke do his bit first.
Welcome to the best debate in the universe, every debate in the universe from podcast hits to dipshits. With over 4 million downloads, I'm your host, Mumpke. With me is the Rear Admiral of Tangents, Asterios Kokonos, and special guest this week, Andy Signor. Hey. How's that for an opening bit, folks? Or is this a competition? People can vote on the straw poll who had the better opening bit, so then the loser knows that they should not have brought their thing into this episode.
Wait, is he actually here? If so, Andy, I was only trying to help.
No, he said he had a sexual harassment seminar to attend today. He couldn't make it.
Is he teaching sex? He's the last person who should be teaching sexual harassment seminars. But Florida is a weird place.
No, he's teaching men how to do it better.
Yeah, yes, exactly. You've got to be more subtle. Use more LOLs. That way you can go, Your Honor. When I asked her for nude pictures, I was laughing out loud. Anything that's satire is immediately inadmissible in court.
And the great irony is when a man like him asked you for nudes, you probably also laugh out loud, but for a different reason.
Oh my fucking God, Jesus Christ. Less talented Jabba the Hutt. Okay, let me try. Let me try my opening. Okay. Welcome to Boomer versus Zoomer, the podcast where a young idiot and an old idiot say stupid stuff. I'm your host, Asterios Kokonos, with us this week. Poor sweet Mumpke Jones.
I don't know if I had to give your opening bit.
No, I haven't even gotten to the bit yet.
Oh, okay. I thought that was the bit. I was like, I don't know, Asterios.
No,
it's not your
bit?
Best
that's
work.
Just our that's just our standard. But here's the thing I am adding. I'm trying to steal a thing from the Flophouse where they always say, like, we pick a movie and then we talk about it. Like, we need, like, a line that's like, this is what the show is.
Oh, okay.
So it's like, how about, like, a show where a young idiot and an older idiot say stupid stuff.
What if we did where an old idiot and a young genius say various things?
I don't know. It seems... Well, I could see why you would like that.
Yeah, I like it a lot. If we put it to a vote, I have at least half of the votes of the podcast. So I stand a good chance.
All right, look, I think you have a lot more than half of them. We know who's bringing the listeners here. Okay. All right. What was I going to do? Okay. Breaking news. Wait, I have it written down. Oh, damn, now I'm all messed up.
Wait, Boomer Zoomer news this early in the program?
I had a thing. Look, as I was falling asleep, I thought of a really funny opening bit. And I was like, Steris, write this down. And I was like, no. You'll remember it. Okay, forget my bit. Look, my bit bombed. I like your bit.
Wow.
That's
you
it.
You forgot
I'm bailing.
Your joke?
I had a whole... Because look, it's like I had a whole way to bring up the Alex Jones thing, and it was like a fun, interesting way to do it. But I guess what I'll say is this. For those of you who don't know, InfoWars...
Which I imagine is almost everybody.
Yeah, exactly. InfoWars. That's right. Every Holocaust denier's favorite news vertical. They have reached out to Mumpke Jones, and they're going to interview Mumpke Jones. Now, this sounds good, right? But here's the bad news, which is the first thing that boomers want to complain about this week. Alex Jones dissed his nephew, Mumpke Jones. That's right. Mumpke Jones' famous Uncle Alex, it turns out, is actually Alex Jones. And so InfoWars contacts Mumpke, and they're like, we want to talk to you about how YouTube screwed you, just like YouTube screwed us. And then Mumpke was probably like, well, didn't YouTube kick you guys off the platform for Sandy Hook denial? And they're like, up, hey, we've both been kicked off. Hey, we're the same. Come on our show. But then he's not even going to get to talk to Alex Jones. He's going to talk to some third-string idiot down at InfoWars. So that's why, at Boomer versus Zoomer, I want to start a campaign called Talk to Mumpke, Alex. That's right. Hashtag talk to Mumkey, Alex. Are you afraid to talk to Mumkey Jones? Or is he not good enough for you, Alex? Alex, you'll talk to Holocaust deniers. You'll talk to people who thought Sandy Hook guys were crisis actors. You'll talk to Donald Trump. You'll talk to any nut job out there. But, oh, Mumkey Jones wants to come on. Suddenly it's like, oh, Alex Jones has something to do that day. Oh, he's got his 5 p.m. belly and face reddening session. He can't fit in Mumkey Jones. I think that's bullshit, Mumkey, and I hope you're as outraged as I am that you're not getting at least a half hour with the A-bomb himself, Alex Jones.
Hashtag reunite Mumkey and Alex Jones.
That's yes! People.
I stand behind this bit wholeheartedly. I say, you know what? I don't need the second string Holocaust denier. I need the original. I need the Oracle himself. The one and only Alex Jones. If I'm going on InfoWars, why are they wasting my time?
Okay, now, you know, here's what I know. And by the way, Mumkey, if you want this part cut out, just let me know. So
if I want to what?
Look, I'm going to say something. But look, we're not live. If you want to cut out, just let me know. I'll say this real quick
before you go on.
Okay.
Because you're on vacation in Florida, we are filming this in the most haphazard way possible.
yes.
I'm listening to him in a phone call, and it sounds just horrible. I imagine I sound even worse for him. So if we are unable to understand each other for the majority of this podcast, it's not just the generational gap this time. It's also because of technical difficulties.
Well, hilariously, it's our technology gap because I have a Mac laptop from 2011 that I refuse to upgrade the OS on it. Oh, wait, this might be like our first kind of boomer versus zoomer thing. I refuse to upgrade the OS on it because if I do, I can no longer use Final Cut Pro 7. I will have to learn Final Cut Pro 10 or Adobe Premiere, and I absolutely refuse to learn new technologies or change. I refuse.
That's fair.
I'm not going to do it. I want to use the editing program that I used in college, damn it. So I have purposefully nerfed this computer so that it is like unworkable with modern websites. So we both have to record ourselves. I'm recording myself in QuickTime. I'm recording my audio with a little thing. We're talking over the phone for this is my fault. This isn't your fault. It's my fault.
And if I could talk about my technical issues here.
Oh, no.
I have my OBS hooked up to my other webcam, so I have to record this in our Discord call, but because you didn't answer the call, it keeps hanging up automatically after 5 minutes. So every five minutes I have to redo the call so that they can still see me.
No. I'll pick up the Discord call. Hold on. Wait a second.
Just answer the fucking call.
I don't know. I didn't know. Look, I'm hitting join the call. Okay.
Okay.
Look, I've joined the call. Is it okay?
It should be fine.
Am I in
now.
The call?
Yeah, you're in the
Am
call.
Am I in the call? Okay, so now I'm on the phone with you.
I hope this is all staying in.
Oh, no, I'm not cutting this part. This part's
great.
This
is why people tune in, to see not just a boomer around, but sometimes they'd like to see us unite when we both are boomers when it comes to just recording a webcam.
I love it. So many idiots have YouTube shows. Actual drooling morons do this every week. I'm on a phone call with
you. I can't even blame it on the booze because I'm only on my first glass here.
Oh, one of the things I want to talk about boomers like this week is binge drinking, but we'll get to that later. Okay, so some scrub at InfoWars, and this is who I'm guessing it is because I've seen a fair amount of InfoWars.
Okay.
I'm guessing it's the guy that looks like the kid from Two and a Half Men, grew up, got hit by a dump truck, then ate that dump truck. Is it that guy?
I've just been talking to him on Twitter DMs. I don't know what he looks like. But I
okay,
think
you don't have
like
to say his name
guy.
Out loud. Wait, you don't have to say his name out loud, but could you pull up a picture of him? And could we play Asterios guess as what the InfoWars correspondent that wants to talk to Mumkey looks like?
I can't do anything on my computer or it will stop
recording
me.
Okay.
I'll do it on my phone. I'll pull up Twitter on my phone. I'm sure you'll put in some game show music here.
I'll put in Little Spanish Fleet. Okay.
Okay. His profile picture on Twitter is a like a cartoon pixelated version of what I assume is himself. So let's see if I can find it. He didn't have the confidence to put himself as the profile. Let's see if I can find an actual picture of him in here.
That already tells me my first guess, which is that he is 100 pounds overweight. Not 50, not 20. I mean like a full, an entire toddler's worth of extra girth.
I'm really scrolling deep through the media on his Twitter. There is not a single photo of him.
Well, all the InfoWars correspondents actually have like little profile pictures on the InfoWars correspondents and contributors website.
All right, let's see if I can click on InfoWars without it auto-playing out loud.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, my God, this is great. I love this.
Contact. Maybe it's under contact. Nope. A whole bunch of cool ads. Okay, here's an ad from Alex Jones. It's a banner ad. I want you to get the highest quality hemp-derived CBD oil. Awesome. And Alex Jones is pointing at me.
I deserve it.
We're going to have to just, I don't know, maybe we have to play this game based off of his cartoon profile picture. I'm not finding him on the InfoWars website.
Okay, is he wearing the little tiny glasses that look like dimes that Uncle Scrooge wears?
He is wearing glasses, and it looks like on Discord, my camera just completely froze up.
Okay, that's not good. None of this is great.
I'm making a really disgruntled face.
We'll do another clap sync. We'll get this to work. Monkey.
No, we don't need to resync. My recording is just fine. It's just what they're seeing is a still frame. Okay.
All right, good. Very good. Look, Monkey, I had to take a vacation from not being employed. Right. I came all the way down here. We all know how hard I work. I do Boomer versus Zoomer every week, which my friend edits and does all the work for.
Not this week.
Well, not this week because I said I would do it, which means it'll come out on Doomsday.
Yeah, then, with a nightmare scenario like this, you better be editing this shit.
I'm editing it. I'm letting it. I'll get it to work. I know these things. Okay.
I'm going to try to fix OBS while you keep talking.
So he doesn't have teeny tiny glasses?
It's hard to tell because it's a fucking cartoon. It's like a cartoon drawing, so it's hard to tell.
Okay. Is he wearing a baseball cap?
Not in this picture, no.
Damn it. Oh, damn it. Okay. Did they manage to put stubble into his cartoon version of himself and or dried Cheetos on his shirt?
It does look like stubble.
They put the stubble. Okay. Yup. I knew they would put in the stubble. Because it's like, come on, guy, you never shave. And he's like, yeah, but shouldn't my cartoon look good? And they're like, no. All right. Well, anyway, look, man, is it okay that I'm insulted on your behalf that you're not going to get to talk to Alex Jones? Like,
I think it's okay
for
anybody to
go on InfoWars, talk to Alex Jones. In for a penny, in for a penny. It's like going to Thanksgiving dinner and just eating the sides.
In the meantime, my video feed is just straight up dead, and it will not recover.
Oh, God.
I don't know what happened. Discord is just upset, and OBS won't recognize my webcam, and I don't know. I feel like...
What if this is a...
You feel like this is what, a bonus episode?
No, a fun audio-only, maybe theater of the mind kind of radio episode where it's your imagination does the mix the pictures.
Yeah, I think at this point that might be our only option is just audio only.
That's fine. Look, we've gone 16 minutes. I have a lot of great bits planned, clearly, like the first bit I bailed out on completely. I had 20 minutes slotted for that first bit. Uh-oh. Okay, moving back. Okay. Now, question for you. What happens if You get down to the InfoWars studios. I don't know where they are. I assume it's like in a van that's constantly moving locations, much like the A-Team.
Right.
Like,
yeah, because they're being hunted and tracked down by the U.S. government. They have to, because they have all the secrets. They know all the information that they will go to war with, and they need to hide from the government. So, yeah, they have to constantly be moving around in their rickety van.
Yes, only this time it's for a crime they did commit.
The crime of providing the truth.
You know what? When the truth is outlawed, only outlaws will have the truth.
Alex Jones, I think he's, you can attribute that quote to him. I think he came up with it.
Oh my God. Okay. So what if you get down there, they hand you a cup of Sanka, because I assume they don't have like coffee there.
Wait,
they hand you a cup
of Sanka.
Oh no.
Is this a boomer thing?
Yes, it's a... Sanka is a boomer... Sanka is a boomer thing, yes. Wait, Sriracha, do you know what Sanka is? Okay, Sriracha's shaking her head. Sanka is like the first commercially popular instant coffee. Came out in the 80s. It was like... And there were all these commercials where it was like, we've secretly replaced this gourmet coffee house's good coffee with Sanka, which is shitty. It tastes like ass. We're the Sanka Corporation. Let's see if anyone notices. And then they got like the one guy to be like, this coffee tastes pretty good. And then they're like, it's actually Sanka. And he's like, what? And then I believe he spits out the coffee all over the camera. He spit the coffee all over the camera, and then he removed a Desert Eagle and shot himself in the head.
Oh, shit. They put that in the commercial.
They put it, yeah, because back in the 80s, we would air commercials live.
Oh, wow. I thought that was more of like the dating game era.
Yeah, which is why being a commercial actor was so, like, was something that you really wanted, because you got paid, like, pretty much every day, and a lot of times, a couple of times a day to do these commercials.
Oh, wait, they have to don't do you the remember? Same exact one every day?
Yes.
Identically?
I'm asking you a serious question here. Do you remember the movie Dirty Work?
That's the Norm Macdonald film, right?
Right.
I've seen clips of it while I was browsing Comedy Central maybe 12 years ago.
Perfect. Okay.
I think there's a scene where he's standing in a house holding a fish. Is that accurate?
Yep, that does happen.
Okay, that's all I remember.
Okay, well, the funniest scene from Dirty Work is the one where they hide a bunch of dead sex workers in the trunks of various cars.
Okay.
Have you heard of this scene?
No.
This is the scene where Norm Macdonald goes, I've never seen so many dead hookers in my whole life. Anyway, it's a commercial for David Koechner's used car lot. And the reason that this commercial damages his car lot's reputation so badly is that the commercial is live. Because, I mean, think about it. If you pranked him and he just had the tapes, you would just throw away the tapes. Anyway, that's just a word from Documentary Quarter talking about the 1990s documentary, Dirty Work. Anyway, wow. Let's say you get a hot cup of Sanka. They give you some lady fingers. Like,
wait, lady fingers? Now, what is a lady finger? Mm-hmm.
Let's say they give you a cup of coffee and some cookies.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Jesus Christ.
What the fuck is a lady? I've heard of like a Girl Scout cookie. Do they cut off the Girl Scout's fingers and serve them in the cookie box? Or what are you talking about?
Okay, I get this. I understand you not getting the Sanka thing, but you should know what a lady finger cookie is. It's a delicious cookie treat.
Well, so you're saying InfoWars would give me...
He said as he Googled lady fingers...
You're saying that InfoWars would give me a genuinely tasty snack as I walk into their studio?
Well, I was going to do a whole bit where like it was very clearly pulled out of the dumpster by their freaking PA. But when you didn't know what Ladyfingers was, I just said, I'm bailing on this.
It kind of threw you off track on that one.
A Ladyfinger is a low-density, dry, egg-based sweet sponge biscuit, roughly shaped like a large finger.
Is that the same thing that when you, like, take a Delta flight and they give you your in-flight cookies? That's what that would be?
That's a biscotti. It's totally different.
Ah, okay.
Or
I guess you would be the expert on every different type of cookie. We only have celery in this household.
I do like cookies. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to lie to you and tell you I don't know a lot about cookies, because I do. But I don't like the implication you're making here. Okay, look, anyway. Well, let's wrap up this Alex Jones segment, because it's clearly tanking here. I can't even get my specifics right. All right. You get to sit down across the table from the big man himself, the A-bomb, AJ, Alex Jones. What's the first thing you ask him?
First thing I'm turning the interview around on him now. I'm pulling a real Zach Anner interviewing Oprah.
That's what you got to do. You got to seize. You got to be the alpha, especially when you're dealing with the big dog himself.
You can't out alpha Alex Jones. His name starts with A because he was the original alpha. His parents wanted to name him Alpha Jones, and they said that would make him too powerful.
Yes,
they had to settle for Alex.
But your name is Monkey Jones, and M comes later in the alphabet than A, making you better. True or false? You're younger.
Absolutely.
You're smarter.
False. The whole point of alpha is that it comes first. It's number one.
Okay, again, I've been cuckmated.
Yeah, no matter what, when we talk about this Alex Jones thing, you can't help but get cuckmated, no matter where the conversation leads.
I forgot I was talking to a human shitpost for 1 minute.
Wow.
God damn it. Okay, all right. Well, you gotta ask him, like, what would I ask Alex Jones if I had 5 minutes?
We already know what you would ask him, because when I announced the interview, you immediately told me what to ask him in a reply within 5 minutes. You said, hey, ask him about harassing the parents of the Sandy Hook victims. And I said, yeah, that's what I'm going to do. Oh, thanks for inviting me on your program to spread the message of how I got fucked. Hey, by the way, how's your court case doing?
Well, don't you think it's important to check in on his court case? When people ask me about how my court case is doing, I'm glad that they care.
Yeah, but you don't start off a podcast. You save that for like towards the end when you're about to ask them to plug their website. Then you ask about the court case. You don't do that at the top of the show. You gotta start it off like Maddox does, by introducing them as the Rear Admiral of Tangents.
No, that's true. Look, that may have been the mistake I made with Andy Signore, was that I was just kind of champing at the bit to help him.
Yeah, especially when we discussed beforehand, hey, let's ease into it and do it at the end.
About how we would ease into it, and I did agree. I not only agreed to it, I told you it was a good idea. I believe I said, Monkey, I'm going to let you lead. I'm just going to stay out of the way. God damn it. Okay. Well,
could you imagine if the day that you and Sacha Baron Cohen were born, because you guys are pretty much identical twins, they mixed it up. So then your career was the one where you have to go undercover to, like, you know, get gotcha quotes from people while you're in character. You would not last 1 second in character. You would immediately be like, what do you think about abortion? You went and Borat it up for 3 days interviewing these people so that you could then get them to agree to stupid shit.
Now, see, I did this once. Like, I actually went undercover with the president baby pranks. Like, I'm not sure if your listeners know about this, or even if a lot of my listeners do, but back in 2004 or 5.
Yeah, there's no way any of us would know about this. You were not relevant until like 4 years ago.
Yes, I was not relevant until I started to talk to far more popular people right, who then sued me.
Exactly.
Okay. Yes, so what was it? In 2004, 2005, they had this thing called the Hollywood Pitch Fest, where you would pay $700... to go into a room and speed dating style pitch fake movies to entertainment executives. Only kind of everybody knew it was a scam. Like, there were no entertainment executives there. It was just interns and assistants. Everybody there seemed some kind of varying degree of mentally ill. And so So I went undercover and I pitched the worst movies of all time to try to get these executives to just agree to them and buy them in the room. Like I pitched a movie called Christ Heist, where a bunch of people have to kill, where like Jesus comes back from the dead, pledges a fraternity, but then he gets kidnapped by a rival fraternity.
Well, like a different religion.
Yeah, exactly. Those dastardly Mormons. Then I pitched a movie
the
called...
The Mormons believe in Jesus. I mean, that's kind of the cornerstone of their religion.
Well, look, I didn't want to say any of the other religions.
You didn't want to say the big M word.
No. What, you mean Mickey Mouse because I'm in Orlando? No, he'll hear you. He'll hear you. But...
You know who wouldn't be afraid to say the M word? Alex Jones. He doesn't go a day without saying it on his show. That's why I respect him.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, he's making people's lives harder. It's weird. Oh, but anyway, what was I saying? Well, the Mormons believe that Jesus was an American, right?
No, they believe that he came back a third time to visit America.
They believe there was a Jesus 3 Electric Boogaloo?
Yeah, yeah. They think that the New Testament is really the Middle Testament, and the Book of Mormon is the New Testament, according to the Book of Mormon musical, written by the South Park guys, so I have to assume it's completely accurate.
And Alan Menken. Man, I care about Alan Menken. He did all the music for the Mermaid Princess movie. The Little Mermaid. Alan Menken's great.
Sucks.
Yeah, but that girl's... Are you not attracted to either version of Ariel?
I'm attracted to Ursula. Does that count?
It counts. But did he write that character? What?
Did he write that character too?
I assume he wrote the song where she's like, sign a deal, spin the wheel, and then an Arabian night. Oh, no, I'm mixing things up.
A little okay. Bit. I need to hear these other movie pitches. What were your other movie pitches?
What are we talking about? Oh, the other movie pitch. Right. I pitched a movie called President Baby. So I told
all these executives. Oh, if only you knew. It wasn't supposed to be a documentary. Am I right, folks?
I do think The Orange Man is bad, personally. I need to find a way to reclaim that for us libtards. Orange Man. Orange Man, really bad. Okay, here's what I think about the Mormon thing, though.
Okay.
That's a way to alpha the other Christian, the other, like, lines of Christianity, is to be like, we got the newest testament, the hottest testament. We got a rapping, skateboarding American Jesus. Join the Mormons. We're the most current. It's like, do you want to buy a computer from 2005 or a computer from 2019? You want the newest computer. They got the newest testament and the newest Jesus.
And I guess, in a sense, it makes perfect sense that the Mormons would try to steal Jesus from the Christians, because that's literally what they did in reality, too.
Yeah. I'm hearing about the underwear, and look, we now have Mormon listeners who are going to sue me, but have you heard about the magical Mormon underwear?
Yeah, I heard that evidently it didn't work for Mitt Romney.
Oh, poor sweet Mitt. Oh, hey, he's senator of a state nobody remembers. Isn't that fun?
Cool.
He's senator of Utah, you know, the state that you drive through. Wait, Utah gave us Maddox, didn't it?
Yeah, good state.
Oh, the worst state. I wish they put him on the other side of the Zion curtain. Shut that motherfucker up.
Do you have, you know, do you have something you know against about the Mormons Zion curtain, in particular? Right? Zion curtain, that's... something to do with like a husband and wife or something?
No. That's one of the three major types of Judaism you're talking about. The Zion curtain, like, they have to prepare drinks at restaurants behind like a little curtain so Jesus don't see.
Right. I think we might have mentioned that somewhere. That sounds very familiar.
Yeah, I think
to me.
So. Well, anyway, good for the Mormons for moving their marker all the way to the front of the board. Wait, what were we just talking about? God damn it.
You're telling me how you went undercover to pitch movies.
Oh, yeah. So then the other movie I pitched was President Baby, which was what I would always say is I'd be like, So the president dies. And of course, when the president dies, his son becomes president. But nobody ever expected that the president would be a baby, but it's in the Constitution. So now a baby is president and his vice president is a puppy, and they have to stop the Russians from getting the bomb. And they do it by kind of going to what Dick Cheney called the dark side. So they waterboard people. It's real bad. And like, no one would ever say that's not how the presidency works in America. They would just jump straight to like, well, it seems like you've got conflicting tones. And I'd be like, but we all agree that like the president's son becomes the president.
Wait. They'd be like, right? You were pitching this in like 2005?
Yes.
Yeah, so you're like, you're still butthurt over George Bush winning 5 years prior.
Oh, I didn't know. I didn't even pick up on that. I just want to, you know, baby president.
In what other scenario does the president's son also become president?
Well, I kind of meant, well, I was kind of riffing on, you know, bloodline, kind of like the king and the prince, like how in a monarchy your heir becomes. I mean, that's what I was talking about.
You're trying to do some satire to riff on the 20,000-year-old concept of hierarchies within kingdoms. That'll show King Arthur get fucked. Like, what are we talking? What? Are you sure it wasn't a George W. Bush attack?
No, but
fuck you, King George. Your son shouldn't be president.
But I do remember in college, I went to like, oh man, this is going to sound terrible, but there was an all-women sketch comedy troupe in my college called The Girly Project. Uh-oh. And I went to see one of their shows, and they had like a baby doll marked George W. Bush that was sucking on a breast that had the word oil on it.
Wow.
And it was like, yeah, that's right, George W. Bush, you suck up all the oil from the Middle East. Like, it was some ridiculous thing. And then I remember being like, I have to find this funny or I'm a sexist. And so I was like, very trenchant satire. Anyway, I think one of the people in that sketch,
I'm going to question whether you've ever genuinely laughed at any of my jokes now. You might not want to seem ageist.
I'm not that much older than you, Monkey Jones. Okay. God damn it. All right. Ooh. Okay. I have a topic. Do you want to talk? But look, I've been talking for a while. Do you want to do a topic?
Well, I did have something. And since we can't do the formal Boomer Zoomer news because of the technical issues, I do have a Zoomer / Boomer news that I really wanted us to talk about.
Tell me.
So the politician who I said last episode you can find nudes of online, I have since been unable to find the nudes, so hopefully somebody in the comments can hook us up. But what's her name? Alexandria Cortez or something?
No. You said it in a way that makes you sound real racist. You have to say it like this.
What's her fucking name?
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
I'll call her AOC.
If you don't say it like that.
Because her Twitter is AOC.
No, but seriously, if you don't say it like that every time, it is racist. You have to pronounce it properly.
Because in my mind,
Alexandria?
It sounds much more racist to put an accent on.
I respect her culture so much that I'm dipping into her. I'm saying her name in her culture's patois.
All right,
so you have to go, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And you better roll that R or I'm going to roll you right into jail for your hate crimes.
Asterios, let's do a thought experiment. Pretend that you're at a Chinese restaurant and you're speaking to the Chinese owner. How do you order off of the menu? What do you say and how do you say it?
Ooh, okay. Well, as somebody who is a quarter Chinese,
okay,
I introduce myself as hello. I say my name is Moon Tong Jiu Yan.
Is that true?
Which is my Chinese name.
Okay, cool.
And then I say I'd like some dumplings.
See, I would just be
now
like,
I hope.
I'd say I'd like, mm-hmm. I would like one order of egg rolls. I wouldn't say, egg roll, one order of egg roll. That seems more racist to me, personally, to put on the accent of the person you're talking to.
Well, then clearly you haven't seen the hilarious Mad TV sketch, Miss Swan. Because when Miss Swan would say, he look like a man, me and my Chinese grandpa, we would nod solemnly and be like, thank you for respecting our culture, Miss Swan.
I do remember watching Miss Swan and Stewart were my favorite characters on that show.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Look what I can do. And then it would be bad, not good.
That was the worst catchphrase, and it was so funny.
I remember I was backstage on Mad TV in 2003, and they would do like a Stewart sketch once a year, is the way they did it, and people would go nuts. And what is it? Keegan-Michael Key enters the scene as like a vacuum cleaner salesman. And he's like, well, I'm just going to, you know, is your mommy home sport? Like, I just want to show you how this cool vacuum works. And of course, like the vacuum, it goes out of control and explodes. I just remember just being like, it's 2003. We don't have vacuum cleaner salesmen. What are you talking, a door-to-door vacuum cleaner salesman? And this was like 15 years ago. I think we had the Roomba in 2003, now that I think about it. And then what is it? And then when I was an intern at Comedy Central, I read the script for the Miss Swan movie.
Oh my God. What happened?
I don't remember much, but all I can tell you is three things. One, Miss Swan is framed for a murder she didn't commit.
Okay.
Two, she has to go on a cross country. She's running from the cops across the country, and I believe that there's some sort of train sequence. And I think that the person who did do the killing looks like a man.
Okay.
And so, obviously, her friends are like, we have to find him. Miss Swan, what does he look like? And then she's like, ah, yes, I remember now. They're like, uh-huh. And she goes, it's all coming clearly. Here comes a very minute detail about his physical appearance. And they're like, excellent. We've got our sketch pads ready. And she goes, he looks like a man. And they're like, no. But then three, and here's the third thing I remember about that movie. No one at Mad TV knew that Alex, what's her name, had written it. Alex Borstein.
The actress for Miss Swan?
Yes.
Who now plays Lois on Family Guy?
And the funny friend in The Marvelous Miss Maisel.
Yeah, but that's a chick show. I'm not going to watch that.
Well, it's your loss. You're missing out on great female-driven humor, like when that one lady put the bottle on the titty full of oil.
Right. Very funny. So
it's trenchant.
So why wasn't this movie made? Because it sounds like it'd be an instant hit.
Well, I don't know why the movie wasn't made, but I was in my job interview at Mad TV, and I was like, oh, you know, and I used to work at Comedy Central, so I even read the script to the Miss Swan movie, and they all went, what? And I'm like, well, the Miss Swan movie that you guys are probably trying to make, the Miss Swan movie, and they're like, Alex wrote a script for a Miss Swan movie without telling us? And I was like, ooh, can I get either the job or can I leave? Because this just got awkward. And they're like, yeah, you're going to have the stupid job, idiot.
So what you're saying is there is a piece of lost media out there that we need to go on our own cross-country quest to find the script.
Yes.
And if we can't convince them to still make it in 2019, we would just have to make it ourselves with Asterios Kokkinos playing the role of Miss Swan.
I would love to play. I can say that everybody looks like a man. I can do it.
I think we just found the plot to the Boomer versus Zoomer movie. We go on a road trip to find the script to make a different movie.
Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Wait, we have a couple of calls to action in this episode. I'd like to just list them all real quick.
Okay, I'm still at the very beginning of my AOC Boomer news, but please continue.
Yeah, huh? How do you like it when you're trying to set something up and then your idiot co-host takes you on a stupid tangent away from all the stuff you've written, huh? How do you like it there? I don't know what Senka is.
Yourself?
Wait, am I?
Maybe. I don't know what you're talking about. But
hey, remember our 15-minute Sanka digression? Because you couldn't just yes and a cup of Sanka. You know what I meant.
You know what? We should have said this at the beginning of the show. Folks, we're doing a live show in Brooklyn, in Manhattan, New York. And we need to sell tickets. Asterios, how many tickets have we sold so far and how many remain?
Well, the theater seats 40 and fits 50. As of right now, we have 20 tickets sold.
Oh, shit.
We sold 18 tickets the day they went on sale.
Fuck.
I will also tell everybody this. We will not be selling tickets at the door because this is a weird theater setup and we can't do that. Someone also asked if they could bring their pet bird. No, you can't.
Fuck you.
You can't. You cannot bring your pet bird. This is in like a theater complex. So like it's like 10 rooms down a hallway and every room has a different show in it. I don't want some bird running from theater to theater interrupting Godot, waiting for Godot or someone's one woman show about what Trump taught her about her body.
Right.
And then all of a sudden a bird runs in. And by the way, the bird is named Captain Crunch. So now we got a guy going, Captain Crunch, no. And then just tumbling Pee-wee's Big Adventure style through the back lot of the New York theater scene. I can't have it. I've already screwed up my name in L.A. and I can't screw it up in New York too.
Now, on the note of possible people showing up and having issues, a kid messaged me and said, hey, I know the show is adults only. I'm 16. Is it okay if I come with my mommy? And I didn't know how to answer him. I'm guessing the answer is a big fat no.
No, he could bring his mom. That's great.
Oh, because when you put 21 plus on the ticket, that suggests you cannot come.
I said all ages.
It says adults only.
No, it doesn't. It says it's not kid friendly.
Oh, okay. So that kid can bring his
adults
mommy.
Only. You could, which the, what could be more, it literally says, parentheses, all ages in the title. It says all ages.
Well, why was he so confused? I mean, I'm just saying, I was hoping it was an adult-oriented show because I was planning on pulling my dick out for Harambe on stage.
Okay, I'm going to find us, here's what I'm going to do now. Thank you for telling me. I'm going to find us a newer, more expensive theater where we can have birds running around and my friend's penis and we're okay. You know what? Maybe I shouldn't have tried to do it at this one theater that likes me. Maybe it was my bad to burn the only in I had in the New York theater scene on the bird dick show.
Where can people go to buy the 30 remaining tickets, Asterios?
Ooh, okay.
And when
well,
is the show? We haven't said when the show is yet.
Oh, well, look, that's all. Look, tickets cost $20, but there's none of those stupid fees where it's like, and $8 for shipping. It's just $20 flat.
And here's the other thing. You think, oh, $20 for this 2-hour comedy show? What a ripoff. First of all, the cost of the tickets is just to cover us renting the theater.
Pretty much.
We're going into a deficit of money for doing this show. My plane ticket alone will not be covered by the cost of the tickets. So
that's true.
So don't think that this is going to some sort of Asterios Mumkey charity case. It's just so that we don't go bankrupt from entertaining people.
Yes. But also, I don't think $20 is a lot to ask for. Like, come on. We've been. It's like, where else are you going to see this? It's me. It's you. Sriracha's there. There's going to be 20 porgs there. I'm going to be wearing my electrocution watch, and everyone will get a turn to electrocute me.
Oh, I can't wait.
I don't like the sound of this at all. You can go to, you take pictures with the porgs, and then afterwards we're all going to be drinking all night. If you've got weed, bring it, but don't flash it around until we get outside.
Is there a predetermined bar in case somebody can't make the show, but they want to meet us up at the fan meetup at the bar after the show? Do you know which bar we're going to?
Are you saying are you saying that we should if you kind of don't want to spend $20 but do want to hang out with us, give people a free option for it?
Well, they don't get to see the show; they just get to maybe travel across the city to say hello to us as we talk to 50 other people.
I am the show. I'm a one-man show.
Okay, never mind. You're not invited. Me. No, you don't get to come to the bar. Fuck you.
You come to the... Just come to... Jesus Christ. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to see Monkey Jones, Asterios Kognos, Sriracha, 20 Porgs, Electrocute a Boomer. This is a one-time thing that's happening. There'll probably be a bird flying around. You're going to see this kid's dick. Like, if this isn't worth $20, I don't know what is.
Yeah. Well, what if the show sells out and they still want to come meet us? Just get fucked?
No, if the show sells out, we'll do like a 10 o'clock show.
Oh, we'll do two different shows? Fuck that.
Yeah, why the hell not? Okay, who cares?
No, you're right.
Yeah, look, if we do this properly, we might be able to afford your plane ticket here.
Oh,
so
shit.
So that's what we're aiming for.
Hell yeah.
Anyway, you can find the ticket link pinned to the top of my Twitter. It's twitter.com/Asterios. If you're watching this on YouTube, ticket link will be right there in the notes. And if you're listening to this on your cell phone, just swipe over to the show notes. It'll be the first hyperlink there. Yeah. Ooh. Speaking of hyperlinks, guess how much money our Amazon, what is it called? Our Amazon affiliate marketing has earned us.
Well, you linked to that book that we have yet to discuss, even though we have 15 minutes left for the episode. You linked to a bunch of the things that you use to electrocute yourself. I have to assume,
yep.
What percent do we get for every sale? Like 1%?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
I would assume
all.
We've made...
That's actually really important. And I wish I did know, but I don't.
Okay. My guess would be we've made $0 from the Amazon affiliate link.
No, man, we made $20.
Oh, shit. I can afford a ticket to my own show now.
Yeah, I think that's pretty good for two guys just trying to figure out how to monetize this thing. It doesn't have a ton of listeners yet. We made $20 on the affiliate thing because I linked out the posture egg that vibrates to the back of your neck, the electric shock watch, the Fortnite book, and my favorite, the Overwatch mouse pad with all the butts on it.
I'm sure that was the best seller of the night.
We sold 6 items, got like 500 or 600 clicks, and
wow.
Made $20. That's pretty good.
Yeah, that is pretty good.
Yeah, exactly. It's not bad.
Was that the final call to action so I can go back to my really entertaining bit about AOC?
No, I've got some other calls
God
to action.
God damn
it. So obviously we need hashtag... Face Mumpkey, Alex.
Right.
Alex, you'll talk to literally anybody for some reason.
He had Donald
I've
Trump
seen
on his show.
I've seen the people he talks to. He talks to people that deny that the word Holocaust is even in the dictionary. And you don't have 2 minutes for Mumpkey Jones, so hashtag Face Mumpkey, Alex. You tweeted Alex Jones. What's his Twitter handle?
Asterios, are you sitting down?
Okay, yeah. Well, why do you ask?
Alex Jones was banned from Twitter not too long ago.
What? Well, I'm sure he was banned for a good reason, right? Like something horrible he said?
I actually don't know, but I have to
imagine. Oh, wait. I'm looking up here. It turns out, he was banned for screaming at Jack.
Oh, yeah, fuck Jack.
Do you remember that, when he screamed at Jack?
No, but it's funny.
He, like, I don't know, Jack was going to Capitol Hill or something. Jack is like, the guy that invented Twitter. He's the CEO of Twitter.
Right.
And, like, Alex Jones was like, why won't you let InfoWars on your thing? Boop, boop, bop. I'm going to get that rabbit. I'm a rootin' tootin' Yosemite Sam. And then... he immediately got blocked. Like, Alex Jones did not get deplatformed for Twitter for any of the legitimately horrible stuff he said or did or any of the fake products he sells. He got banned because he screamed at a guy and that guy was like, oh, ew, he screamed at me. Get him out of here.
I kind of wish I could get face-to-face with anybody from YouTube so I could scream at them too. I guess I wouldn't get banned for it, though, because I already got banned for no reason.
Yeah, but this new video is going to be great. I hear that the script is done.
Yeah. I need to record it, and it's all on camera. So I'm not looking forward to having to memorize like an 8-page script so I can record it without looking like I'm reading it. It's not going to be fun. But maybe I'll try that tonight once I get more drinks in me.
I think you'll be great. Okay, but look, anyway, speaking of great, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the great, brand new freshman congressman. She's been a congressman for about 3 days now.
Awesome.
And already people are calling for her impeachment for being too sassy on Twitter.
Wow.
Now tell me, what don't you like about my favorite politician, AOC?
Oh, wow, what an assumption to make that I have a negative thing to say about her, Asterios. You're showing your colors here. I wanted to let everybody know, even though everybody should know, that a very sexy, hot video from 10 years ago of her in college making some little music video. I don't know. All I'm saying is, like, I can finally masturbate to C-SPAN again. It's been a while, but now when I turn on C-SPAN, I can finally get rock hard again. Because this AOC lady, I don't really give a shit what her politics are. She's fucking hot.
Yeah, you know what? I get it now. I get why people like Sarah Palin. Because it's like, because like Sarah Palin, she would say super crazy stuff. And then a bunch of people would be like, yeah, but I still love her. I love her so much. And I'd be like, what's this lady?
Is Sarah Palin famously hot? Is she like a MILF?
Yes.
Oh. Must be a boomer
thing. Well, at the time, okay, well, it was 2008, so you were 5 or something.
Right.
They immediately made a pornographic parody. Of Sarah Palin called Who's Nailin' Palin, starring what's her name? The same one they got to play the porno Liz Lemon in 30 Rock.
Amy Schumer.
I'm just gonna skate right on. No, Sarah Palin was like famously that's like the attack against her was that she was, quote, caribou Barbie. They were like liberals were like, you're too good looking to be smart. And she was like, I'm going to show. Wait, I think I have a Sarah Palin impression.
Okay.
She was like, oh, well, I'm going to show you that Republican women can be smart as well as sexy. And then she showed us that they couldn't when she did not get elected. And when her Fox show got canceled before it even launched. And when she was no longer even allowed on Fox Business News Channel, which is the Fox channel where they put the real dummies.
If Sarah Palin was the previous bar for the sexiest politician, I think we have really raised the bar as of late. I can't imagine
with
a
AOC.
World where the hottest female politician is fucking Sarah Palin. Are you kidding me? Dianne Feinstein, boys. Come on. There's better options in 2008.
Oh, my God.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
I'm telling you, man. Just Google it. Wait, none of your technology works. If I ask you to Google something, your house will probably burn down.
Right.
Hey, look, listeners, send Pumpkin Jones hot pictures of Sarah Palin.
No.
Like,
no.
He's got to know. She was super goddamn. She, Sarah Palin. Uh-uh.
What about Carly Fiorina or whatever her name is? She's hot, right? She looks like Sarah Palin.
No, she doesn't. Carly Fiorina looks nothing like Sarah Palin.
Every woman over 40 literally looks the same.
I don't know that that's true, Monkey Jones.
Well,
but
Asterios,
in Alaska,
we need to move into part two of my my story about AOC.
Tell me.
Evidently, I don't know if this was real outrage or manufactured outrage, but a lot of boomers were upset about this dancing video. Now, is this a fake news or is this real? Did you see anybody who was genuinely calling for her impeachment because she was dancing in a video?
No, I don't know that I don't know that I would say that was the story. Like the story was I don't know. There's footage of her doing the dance from the Breakfast Club. Now, Monkey, just checking. Do you know what the Breakfast Club is?
I really wanted to hit you with the joke that Bender was telling while crawling through the ceiling, but it's not coming to me. So just pretend that I don't know what it is.
Okay. What? Wait, No, now we need to stop the show and figure out what that joke even would have been.
It's an infamous joke, because right before, he's like whispering to himself while crawling through the ceiling to get back into the library, and he's telling himself a joke, and right before he gets to the punchline of this really weird, obscure joke, he falls through the ceiling so you don't ever hear what the final word is, so it's like a joke that you never, you don't know what the joke of it is.
This is the joke you wanted to tell on our already severely technically damaged podcast.
Yeah.
You wanted to tell a non-joke.
Yeah.
Why don't you just say, I'm 40% Breakfast Club? Or why don't you go, the Breakfast Club? Shut up, baby. I know it. Or why don't you say, kiss my shiny metal Breakfast Club knowledge.
That's
because I know
Bender.
I know a lot about the... I'm Bender, baby. Please insert a DVD of The Breakfast Club starring Ally Sheedy. You could have said any of those.
So what was the real story, since I'm all Zoomer confused over here?
It's not. It's neither a Boomer or a Zoomer thing. So there's a videotape of her doing The Breakfast Club dance in college. And then some conservative was like, this is the person you all like. Look at her. Sexily dancing, having fun, smiling. How dare you?
Yeah, I was curious if anybody actually made that argument, because if so, and I don't mean to toe any political line, but there is a lesbian pornography of the First Lady, so I don't know why dancing is so risque. Like, are we Puritans in the 1840s? What the fuck are you talking about? There's literal lesbian porn of the First Lady naked.
No, there is, and it's great. It's really good stuff. It's in black and white. It's very artsy.
It's not even good. I would rather see the AOC accidental Instagram tits than... I've got nothing against Melania, but I was not impressed with those fake tits.
We have very... Oh, right, because you're only attracted to women who look like you, like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez does.
Yeah, we look identical.
I forgot about that weird fetish you have.
Right.
I guess I like librarians, where like Sarah Palin's like, oh, you've been too loud, mister. You got to meet me after class so I can spank that little butt of yours red with this mousse. With this ruler made of moose.
Oh, Sarah, librarian Palin, surely there's a better way I can pay these overdue fines than with money.
Yes. I think we need to wrap up soon because I need to get to work on masturbating to this. No, what was I going to... Okay. Oh, but then the other thing is... So then, like, some new congressman was like, we're going to impeach the motherfucker. And, of course, that motherfucker being President Trump. And then President Trump was like, you've dishonored yourself and your family by using that horrible word.
Wait, Trump actually said that the guy was bad for saying a cuss word?
The woman was bad. It's a new female congressman, and Trump said, quote, she dishonored herself and her family, end quote.
Yikes.
And then, of course, the media immediately found a clip of Donald Trump calling the Chinese, quote, motherfuckers.
Yeah, that's why I like Trump, is because his wife did porn and he says, you know, motherfucker all the time. That's why I like him. So for him to be like shaming other people for these things, that is really unfortunate. It kind of puts a bad taste in my mouth.
Yeah, it's almost like he doesn't believe anything he says and will just say anything to gain political advantage, regardless of what it's, A, what he actually thinks, or B, is consistent with anything he's actually done.
I don't know, that seems like a bit of a stretch, Asterios. I'm just saying, maybe motherfucker, maybe
sorry.
He was confused about what motherfucker means.
I'm sorry. He called the Chinese motherfuckers. He's like, I'm going to put, I'm going to put a 25% tax on those motherfuckers.
Well, because in China, it's a cultural norm to, you know, when your mother is lonely, it's just like it's a norm. Over here, there's a bit of a taboo about fucking your own mother. In China, it's okay. So Trump was just being culturally sensitive.
Mumkey, I'm a Chinese American who regularly watched the Miss Swan sketch with my Chinese grandpa.
Right.
Who, by the way, no joke, was a kung fu master. And let me just say to you,
you say no joke, but it's very
right.
funny.
I will say to you, you're absolutely right. We do. Our moms are pretty hot. Have you ever seen the Joy Luck Club? More like the Joy Fuck Club, because I'd sure love to fuck all those moms. I'd really enjoy it.
You know that movie Crazy Rich Asians? We should we should make our own called Crazy Poor Asians, and it's just filming you.
I think this is okay. Well, I think we found the name of this episode.
I didn't know you were a quarter Chinese. I really didn't know.
That's why I look like I'm stoned all the time.
I just assumed you were stoned all the time.
Well, it doesn't help that I am, but I've got Chinese eyes. Damn it. Wait a... Okay, we're an hour in. All right. Now, is this topic going to be interesting? What my next topic is? Nah, you know what? I'll tell you guys all about my adventures in Orlando next week. I'm in Orlando for 2 weeks. We just had a listener meetup. It was a really great time, and I'll tell you guys all about the crazy listener meetup next week. But So I guess our calls to action this week are hashtag face monkey Alex. Also, buy tickets to our live show.
Hell yeah.
And do we have any other... Oh! I have one more thing I want to talk about. Do you have a minute?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. The one more thing I want to talk about is this. I would like to become the most popular man on TikTok.
Nope.
Do you know what TikTok is?
I just, a couple days ago, found out about the biggest TikTok meme, even though it's like 4 months old, which is some girl called Nian Cosplay, and she is lip syncing to a song that says, hit or miss, I guess they never miss, huh? And since finding out about it 3 days ago, I've watched it maybe 500 times. I don't think you will ever become more popular than that Nian Cosplay girl.
With that attitude, I certainly won't.
Nope.
And I believe the most popular meme on TikTok is juice, sauce, little bit of dressing, ice, wrist. If you Google that, what you'll find is people from around the world are lip syncing along to some song, but they're pouring juice, sauce, dressing, and ice into their own hair.
Into their hair?
Yes. Now, I pause there because I know that what I said doesn't make sense.
No.
But it's a very popular TikTok meme. But look, none of these kids got stage presence. They don't got zazz. They don't got chops. I trod the board with the best and walked the plank with the worst. I'm an actor and I've got the X Factor. And I think I can become the most popular man on TikTok. So what I'd like you guys to do is I need people called Asteriosis TikTok Tattlers. If you find a hot TikTok meme or even an ice cold one, you tweet it to me right away. And within minutes, I will hop on TikTok and do that meme. Now, does this open the door for fuckery where you'll tell me something's a meme and it's not? And then, I don't know, I've inserted a rod in my penis? Yes.
Whoa,
it does open the door for fuckery. But being the biggest name on TikTok, I think it will be more than worth the hot rod penising. So if you want to be one of Asterius' TikTok tattlers, you don't got to sign up. All you got to do is scour the ticks and talks for memes and then blocks and then send them to me, Asterios Kogados.
And if you want to see him actually stick a rod through his penis, come to the live show on, what, the 26th? Oh, is that when it is, the 26th?
Oh, no. Yeah, it's on Saturday the 26th at 8 o'clock. You can find tickets in the show notes. You can find tickets on my Twitter. Come on. It's going to be a good show. It's going to be great.
And if you're
again,
dying,
we will not be selling tickets at the door.
And if you're dying to hear us do, finally, the Boomer Zoomer book discussion over the Fortnite book, we will be doing that next week because we forgot
again. We'll do it
again.
next week.
So you still have time to read it so that you know what we're talking about. We got a link in the description.
Oh, no. My mom's calling me.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. I think I'm being too loud.
Yikes.
Wait, hold on. Oh, God. Oh, no.
Jeez.
I'm really afraid to pick up the phone. I'm in my mom's house in Orlando.
Yeah.
And I'm doing loud comedy. And my guess is this. One of the neighbors called her and was like, is Asterios having a fight?
Oh, no. Well, should we fade out from here? Or should we listen to you talk to your mom?
Oh, God, no. Oh, no.
For Boomer versus Zoomer, I've been your Zoomer, Monkey Jones.
Oh, my mom. God damn it. Okay, thank God the phone stopped ringing. Okay, good. I can avoid the... So here's the deal with where I am right now, just real quick.
Okay.
So I'm in my mom's house in Orlando. My mom is not here. She's letting me and Sriracha have the house for a week. And, but it's a robot house, much like the robot house that Bender went to in the episode Robot House.
Right.
Or I guess maybe the episode was called Fry Goes to College. But, no, the episode was called Mars University. I apologize. Both were wrong. But the thing is, she has like cameras and motion sensors and like everything all over the house. And so today I opened up a window to kind of air the house out. And then she immediately called me and she said, why is the downstairs bedroom window open?
Oh my God. Is she watching you and Sarancha kiss?
Yeah. There's a security camera in the living room. There is. But I said to myself this. There's no way my mom would look at that security camera. I don't have to worry about anything, so I'm just walking around naked in the living room. I'm making tater tots and dino nuggies, just like my hero Alex Jones does, eating them shirtless and naked.
Wow.
Big old belly. And then fucking the next morning I get an email from my mom, and my mom's like, you should probably aim the security camera away from the living room and towards the wall until you leave. And I'm like, God damn it, Mom. You know I'm in the house. Why are you watching Asterios TV?
It's like Big Brother, but it's just one guy.
And yeah, it's just your son and his penis. And this is not a gag, again, I have security cameras in my apartment. Because of stalkers and creeps.
Wait, is it aimed in your living room? Because there's some very funny footage of Asperger if you got that on camera.
No, it like deletes all of it immediately.
Oh, that's too bad.
Like it deletes it. It's in case I get murdered so the cops can be like, oh, this is how he died. Oh, screaming. Oh, how interesting. Oh, look at him begging for his life. He's offering his girlfriend's life first. Wow. This is interesting stuff.
Well, since we're going to wrap up right now, I'll say yes. If you did have that footage, Asperger like relapsed at your apartment. He got super drunk and high, and it was time to go. The Uber was waiting for us outside, but he was like passed out asleep on the floor. So for like 10 minutes, we were all just taking turns kicking him as hard as we could to wake him up.
I remember all of you kicking him.
I'm pretty sure
he was using one of our No, I didn't. That does not sound like my sense of humor. Also, he was using one of our porgs as a pillow, which I did not like. I was like, get your fucking puke off my goddamn porg. But anyway, the reason I bring that up is because I have a security camera in my apartment. I don't look at it. You know why? Because that's weird. You only look at the security camera footage if someone got murdered or if you thought there was a ghost. Mom.
Yeah, Mom.
Anyway. So she just called, and I have to call her back now, and I have to tell her that, I don't know, I guess I have to tell her I'm sorry for opening that window.
Right. Well, again, for Boomer versus Zoomer, I have been your Zoomer, Monkey Jones, joined as always by your Boomer friend and hero, Asterios Coconuts.
Asterios Coconuts. Talk to you next week. Oh, God, I'm in trouble.
Thank God we'll be back in the normal studio, normal setup next time. Yeah, Asterios Coconuts.